into gravity gets first tested at CERN's Alpha Experiment by Taran Cole. Antimatter is one of the least understood parts of the universe. Theoretically, equal amounts of antimatter and matter were created when the universe was created. When the two meet, they will destroy each other in what is called annihilation. This turns them into pure light. This also releases a massive amount of energy, and scientists have been trying to build a type of space shuttle that uses antimatter as fuel. One antimatter particle can propel a ship across the solar system. It is a mystery how antimatter responds to gravity, but it may fall up rather than down. But how much of the world is matter? But much of the world is matter, with only small amounts of antimatter. Scientists have been trying to find evidence that particles are more likely to decay into matter instead of antimatter. But a month or two ago, a team at CERN's LHCb experiment reported a slight difference in the decay of a particle called BS mesons. However, this was still not enough to explain the mystery. One very significant difference in between them is that but the way they interact with gravity. Scientists hope to believe antimatter was attracted to matter, but actually may be repelled. But nobody has been able to test this until the advent of CERN's Alpha experiment. Alpha stands for Antihadron Laser Physics Apparatus. It is an experiment designed to build and trap antimatter atoms. A hadron atom is made from one proton and one electron. Antihadron is an atom made from their antimatter counterparts, antiprotons, and positrons. It is not very hard to make one, but it is hard to keep it hanging in place long enough to study it. The Alpha team managed to do that in 2010. In 2011, they showed they could keep it in place for 1,000 seconds. This lets them easily study it.